Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyanangana Sarakya Chaksuru Militam Gyanatashmai Sri Gudaveya Namaha. Our title today is When Life Seems Unfair. We all go through those situations that seem unfair. It seems unfair that someone could lie about you, get away with it. It seems unfair that your sister can have children and you can't. It seems unfair that you have to raise a special needs child. It seems unfair that you've lost a loved one. Life's thrown you a curve. Not everything's gone according to plan. Well, here's what I've learned, that although life is not fair, God or Krishna is fair. You need to learn to keep your trust. Keep from being bitter. Keep from getting stuck. Keep moving forward. Krishna eventually, in His time and in His way, will pay you back for every unfair thing that happened. But what we have to do is don't let one bad break spoil and sour the rest of your life. One bad divorce, one sickness, one bankruptcy, one loss of a loved one. Let none of that keep you from the amazing future that God has in mind for you. What may have happened could have put you at a disadvantage. They played politics. You didn't get the promotion that you deserved. The company let you go after 20 years of faithful service. Your parents didn't have time for you growing up. Someone abandoned you at that time when you needed them the most. Can I tell you that what they did cannot stop your destiny? Why? Because they don't have the final say. Krishna or God has the final say. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, one who does good can never be overcome by evil. There may be weeping in the night, but joy comes with the rising sun. Nothing that happens to us is a surprise to God. Vedaham samatitani vartamana nicharjana babhisa nichabuddhin mam tu vedana kasana. Krishna says that although nobody knows me as the origin, the pervader, and the supporter of this universe, I know everybody. I know past, present, and future. And as such, He has the restoration. He has the payback. He has the vindication. He has the new beginnings all lined up on your behalf. He sees every time that you've been taken advantage of. He sees every time that instead of repaying that wrongdoer in kind, instead of getting down on their low level, He sees every time you take the high road and let it go. Every time you worked hard but didn't get the credit. Krishna's been closely watching. You have an account with Him. He will pay you back eventually with interest, with punitive damage, no less. Pay you back for that childhood you didn't have. Pay you back for that person who falsely accused you. Pay you back for those years lost in an abusive relationship. Pay you back abundantly. I heard a soldier who broke his glasses during basic training, taped them together, and he applied for a new set. Weeks went by, he didn't get them. So he applied again when he got to his advanced training. Having not still received them, he applied again when he got to his unit assignment. And just before his discharge, 4 years later, he applied again. 3 months after his discharge and back home, 5 sets of eyeglasses caught up with him, all marked rush. So what does this story tell us? God does things on His own time. You can't force it. Shake off the hurt, shake off the self-pity, shake off the bitterness, and get ready for the new things that God has in mind. He will eventually pay you back for every injustice. He sees every wrong that's ever been done to you, every person that hurt you, every tear that's ever been shed, every lonely night that you spent. There comes a point where the Lord says, enough is enough. Now I'm going to do something about it. He's not going to just give you what you deserve, but He's going to make the enemy pay, and He's going to bring you out twice as well off as you were before the trouble started. These are some pictures, Advaita, of Dhruva Maharaj here. Dhruva Maharaj was a 5-year-old boy who was the eldest son of his king. And in those days, the eldest son was considered the rightful heir to the throne. It's a system called primogeniture. One day he tried to climb up onto the lap of his father, and he was prohibited from doing so by his stepmother. What had happened was Dhruva's mother in the palace had been superseded by a younger wife. She had her own son, Uttama. Her designs were to promote her son, Uttama, above Dhruva as the heir apparent. But what's a 5-year-old boy going to do? He has no power. He could go to his mother and ask her to redress his wrong, but she's out of favor. She's not as good-looking and pretty as her co-wife. She can't do anything. How unfair is that situation? What can this 5-year-old boy do about it? Well, it turned out that the stepmother gave him a very valuable bit of advice inadvertently. She said, if you want to climb up on the lap of your father, then you should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, get his mercy, then by his grace you can take your next birth from my womb. She meant those to be the most hurtful, unfair, cutting words that she could possibly say to a small 5-year-old boy. But when Dhruva took and repeated those words to his real mother, she said, that's pretty good advice. You can't do anything. I can't do anything. So you should take it to the only person who really, in the end, can do anything for anybody, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being a warrior and full of determination, Dhruva set off into the forest. He'd been told that many others had gone into the forest to search out God. Naively, he went into the forest without any protection, without any knowledge of the wild beasts and animals and cannibalistic men who lived in the forest. He asked the deer, are you God? He asked the snakes, are you God? He asked the eagles, are you God? And finally, a great sage named Narada Muni intersected his path. Narada Muni, in fact, told him, why don't you go home for now, grow up a little bit, get a little bit more skilled in the ways of the world, learn some wood lore, and come back when you're older, and then I'm sure you'll be successful. Dhruva said, if you're not going to help me solve this situation, then my suggestion is you go home. Normally, you don't talk that way as a young kid to your elders in that culture. But Narada Muni appreciated his determination, and he actually gave him a mantra, which is the one we just sang, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. After 6 months of chanting the mantra, standing in tree pose on one leg, and stopping the ingoing breath and the outgoing breath, not eating or drinking, putting himself in trance, the Lord appeared. Sakrin yaddashitam rupam etad kamya matkana sanaku sarvan muchiricham. That time the Lord touched Dhruva's head with his conch shell, and that stammering, awkward 5-year-old boy spoke the most beautiful, complicated Sanskrit poetry in the history of the language. And when he returned to the city, everybody could tell at a single glance that he was full of the grace of God. His stepmother took one look at Dhruva and couldn't believe her eyes. The citizens automatically started chanting, long live the king, long live the king, long live the king. What are the unfair situations that have happened to you in your life, and how do they stack up against what was done against Dhruva Maharaj? Are you going to, after hearing this story, say, well, Chiru, you don't know my situation? Well, I grant that you may have had more than your fair share of bad breaks, but don't get down and depressed thinking that you've gone as far as you can go in life. We're here today to stir you up, to tell you it's restoration time, vindication time, payback is coming. The Lord is going to intervene eventually on your behalf. If you've kept him first place, your pending cases of abuse, of neglect, of betrayal will be resolved. The case and the rewards will be given in your favor. If your parents didn't have time for you growing up, Krishna or God will adopt you as his own. He will take custody. We all have, without exception, unfair things that happen to us. Krishna is assuring you today that he sees it. If you keep moving forward, he's going to settle your case. He's going to give you punitive damages above and beyond. He's not just going to settle the case in order to bring you out. He's not just going to settle the case to give you what you had before, but he's going to settle the case to bring you out better off than you were before. From this point of view, we can conclude the enemies are working for you. Because you overcame a double dose of trouble, your reward is going to be double. Your enemies did you a favor. Thank them. And when you're going through a dark valley-like period in your life, you start to wonder where God is. Remember, the teacher is always quiet during the test. Once you pass through that period of testing, Krishna has settled your case and ruled in your favor. You're going to come out better than you could have ever done on your own. I heard about a young soldier who was utterly dressed down and humiliated in front of all his fellow soldiers. That officer had gone beyond the bounds of acceptable behavior in raking that young soldier over the coals, and he did it publicly. At that time, the young soldier said under clenched teeth, "I'll make you regret this if it's the last thing I ever do." A few days later, it happened their company was under heavy fire, and the officer was wounded and cut off from the troops. Through the haze of the battlefield, he saw a figure coming to his rescue. It was the same young soldier. At the risk of his own life, he dragged his wounded superior officer to safety. The officer said apologetically, "Son, I owe you my life." And the young man laughed and said, "I told you that I would make you regret humiliating me if it was the last thing I ever did." That's God's kind of revenge. God's saying, "That's my boy. That's my girl." Would you agree with me that in the final analysis, gentleness, kindness is an act of faith? By forgiving another, I'm trusting that Krishna is a better justice maker than I am. By forgiving, I release my own right to get even and leave all issues of fairness for God to work out. I leave in God's hands the scales that balance justice and mercy. Examples given in our culture. The kitten feels one thing in the jaws of the cat. And the rat feels entirely another thing. The kitten feels in the jaws of the cat love. The rat feels in the jaws of the cat death and punishment. How we perceive God depends upon how we approach him. Whether we approach him in love, he will meet us in love. But if we envy him, if we challenge him, if we push him away, then for such people, God is to be feared. God is death. When you're asking Krishna, you could have kept the troubled waters away in the first place. You're all powerful. Why are you taking me through troubled waters? After all, I'm your devotee. I honor you. Why do I have to go through the same troubled waters as everybody else? Do you know what his answer is? Because they don't know how to swim. And you do. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is swimming? It's not getting bitter on account of something that was lost or taken. It's not getting bitter over that coworker who got the promotion, that friend or family member who borrowed money and never paid you back. Krishna sees the injustice. When they were young kids, as we read in the Mahabharata, the envious cousin brother of the Pandavas, Duryodhana, tried to prevent the five pious, righteous Pandavas from claiming their rightful throne as well. Towards that end, when they were children, Duryodhana gave the strongest of the five Pandava brothers, Bhima, a poison cake. And when Bhima went to sleep due to the effects of the poison, they rolled him into a river, figuring to not only poison him, but drown him. And when he was sinking unconscious in that river, he was bitten by the poisonous snakes that live in that river. What happened was poison from outside counteracted the poison from inside. Some or other, supernaturally, Bhima woke up. He got himself back to shore, after which time he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. Later on, Duryodhana kidnapped the Pandava's wife, Draupadi, and tried to insult her in the assembly. He stole their kingdom in a game of dice. His betrayals, his conspiracies, his attempts at murdering them and dishonoring them went on for years and years and years and years. Finally, the Pandavas got sent into exile for 13 years while Duryodhana sat on their throne, ate their food, wore their clothes, bad-mouthed them all the while. When finally the terms of their 13-year-old exile were over, Duryodhana had said he would return half their kingdom to them. But when they came to claim half their kingdom, Duryodhana went back on his word. One more betrayal on top of hundreds of others' previous ones. He said, I will not give you as much land as would fit under the head of a pin. And do you know how it all ended? Bhima and Duryodhana fought a duel with maces, and Bhima struck the hip of Duryodhana. Bhima, from the battlefield, reclaimed the throne along with his brothers. Duryodhana, the wrongdoer, lay in the dust, being surrounded by jackals and vultures. When the Pandavas regained their throne, they had it unopposed. They had gotten back double what it was they lost. Someone said, the ego of this world is we all want to randomly make our rules for how everybody else ought to behave, and then we judge others by those fabricated, made-up rules. You need to remember, we're not working under people, we're working under God, and God is a God of justice. There is no greater victory for us than surrendering to his loving care. If someone's not keeping their word, if someone's playing politics, not giving you the credit, don't get upset. Don't try to pay them back. Instead of complaining about the injustice, our suggestion is get up in the morning and say, things may seem unfair, but my Creator is fair. He will restore me. He will rescue me from every difficulty. Why? Because Krishna's keeping the record. When someone gives you a double dose of trouble, things have come against you, remember, this is a new day. Payback is on the way. The Lord sees everything, and at some point he'll say, enough. At some point he'll come down, he'll settle the case. Even if the whole world abandons you, he will adopt you as his son. The more trouble that we faithfully endure, the more will be the rewards. The more aggressive is the enemy, the greater will be the payback. If you'll just do one thing, which is take the high road, keep moving forward, you will be honored in the very presence of your enemies. If you're keeping God first place in all of your difficulties, get ready for a double dose of Krishna's goodness, a double dose of joy, a double dose of peace, a double dose of prosperity, a double dose of vindication, favor, all that in this life and in the next life. Expect to go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.